Well, President Trump told governors this week to seriously consider resuming the school year. The nation's two biggest unions shot back, saying they would consider protests or strikes if schools reopen too soon. The American Federation of Teachers have now put together its own plan for when schools should reopen. And for more, we're joined on Skype with Randy Weingarten. She's the president of the AFT. And Randy, the CDC has drafted guidelines on when schools should start to reopen. And one suggestion is to keep class groups together throughout the day so they're not mixing with students. Tell us more about your plan.
Yep. We think about a plan to reopen schools and other workplaces rests on five pillars, two of which are really public health tools that others have to do, like governors, like the president, two of which are things school people have to do, or, you know, other, you know, and parents. And one is the money that we need to get. So these are the five things. First, maintaining physical distancing in the community until the number of new cases declines for at least 14 consecutive days. Number two, putting in place what we've heard so many people talk about, the infrastructure and the resources to test, trace, and isolate new cases. Number three, deploying the public health tools that prevent the virus's spread and aligning them with the education strategies that meet the needs of students. That's why the staggering, the isolation rooms, the screening coming in, maybe wearing masks, hand washing every hour on the hour, all of these have to be worked in. Four, you gotta involve workers, unions, parents, communities in this planning because they know more and they won't trust it if they're not involved. And number five, you can tell from what I'm saying that this is gonna actually cost more money, not less money. You know, I heard Mitch McConnell say today, well, I don't want to forfeit other generations. Well, if you don't want to forfeit America's future, then you have to actually spend the money now to make sure that kids have a decent year next year, particularly in the absence of a vaccine, because we have to be able to assure parents and educators that their safety is paramount.
You talked about a vaccine. It's not in your list of five, but what do you think about this idea? Should schools stay closed until there actually is a vaccine?
I don't think we can stay closed until there is a vaccine. I mean, we know that there's not going to be the assurance of full safety until there is. But look, you know, chickenpox, it took years to get a vaccine. Polio, tuberculosis, and ultimately, as we have said for years and years and years, you know, remote learning, it's a supplement. It can't supplant regular instruction. And now you see, because of this experiment, which frankly, teachers had to turn on a dime to do, school districts all across the country in 3 or 4 days put together grab-and-go programs to feed 30 million kids, put together remote instruction. This is not the way to run anything.
Yeah. Randy, do you worry about the long-term effect for students who haven't been in the classroom for months? I mean, I do.
Yes. I'm born to be a worrier. So I worry about a lot of things. I worry about the anxiety. I worry about the loss of relationship building. But if we can create an environment, either through some voluntary summer programs where we try some stuff, or an environment in September where we can really community build in school and assess where kids are, use Think About Next Year for the non-graduating seniors as a real year of transition and bridging. Then, just like, you know, in the aftermath of World War II, people in the country became stronger and it became an experience that redefined us. And that is what I am hoping. And government needs to buffer against all of the short-term and long-term education and economic issues.
That's Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers. Randy, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tanya. Thank you.